This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm a big believer that goalies have to support goalies. There's only two goalies or whatever shakes out or whatever. Devin is in the room. I haven't spoken to him at all, but there was a time in my life where I didn't treat the other goalies that well, and it was a mistake. You have to support each other because the reality is in an 82-game season, you need both guys to be going. And you need both guys to win games. And when one guy's struggling, you need the other guy to pick him up for the confidence. I know, like, when I'm struggling and I know that the other guy is going to win a game, it gives me a lot of confidence and it makes me play a lot more freely. It's just such a delicate balance of being very competitive with each other and pushing each other.
Alex Lyon, as a goalie, that's the way you got to sound, right? Goalie supporting goalies.
Yeah, it's
or do you want to fight your partner?
It's a little harder than you think to not want to fight your partner sometimes.
Right, because it's a competition, really.
It is.
At all times, I would bet.
Yeah, everything is a competition. You got to, practice every day, every game you play. In junior, I had a partner, mm-hmm. Benny Halas, who's playing college hockey now. He'll end up playing pro, probably in Europe, but he's mm-hmm. good goalie. And we were both good, solid goalies for the league we were in,
mm-hmm.
and we split time 50-50 dead down the middle. And every day in practice was a war with Benny.
Yeah.
And we were best friends. But every day in practice, every game we played was, seriously, it might have been just as intense as the games we played on the weekends. We wanted to beat each other so bad. Because you knew, this is all I'm competing with you the most directly. It's kind of similar to the F1. You're competing against the driver.
But you have a teammate.
But he's
too.
Your teammate too.
Yeah.
And so there's a balance to find there. And I found that really interesting from Lyon because there's so many guys that do it differently in that way.
Yeah.
Some guys just don't talk to you. I had partners that wouldn't talk to me. It was just, listen, we're.
Yeah. This is here to compete. This is business.
And then I had guys like Benny, who was legitimately one of my best friends in the world, and I loved him, and we still went to war every day.
Not to bring everything back to golf, but that sounds like, you know, you're doing a match with a buddy on the golf course, and he hits a perfect shot, and you're like, that's a good shot. And in your head, you're like,
right.
I don't want to beat this guy
so
bad. But you're still friendly at the end of it?
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, you fight against... When you're young and you're learning how to be a goalie at a somewhat high level and you start getting competitive,
mm-hmm.
I think every goalie probably at some point is sitting on the bench and their partner gets scored on and internally you go, yes. And you immediately feel disgusting. And you're like, that's not,
mm-hmm.
that isn't right. And that starts, I think, for many guys, the process of learning how to find that balance that Lyon's talking about there.
Yeah. So real quick on the Sabres and goalies, but also prospects. I was reading Stephen Ellis this morning. He's ranking, he's going through all the prospect systems in the NHL. He does not have the Sabres as like the number one prospect pool in the league. In fact, he's not like specifically ranking them. He says they have a top 15 pipeline.
Hmm.
So basically just, they're in the top half of the league.
Yeah.
So, okay. The Sabres are, he's ranking them their top 10 prospects. Want to guess where he ranks Levi? Their 10 best prospects. Nope.
One.
Not one.
No?
Nope.
Ooh, then now I'm thinking the other way. Is it like five?
It's fourth.
Wow.
He hasn't ranked behind Noah Oslin, Radim Mirko, who they just drafted, and Konstan Hellenius. And he writes about Levi that he just has not found that way to crack onto the big team, the full team yet. And the Sabres just signed Alex Lyon to a two-year deal. So some would argue he still has the most upside of any goalie in the Sabres system, but is there a legit pathway to NHL success still? And I think this might be a big year for him.
For
determining at least the reputation of like what he is, what the this star upside that has existed with him since the Sabres really acquired him.
Right.
So this is like 5 years, right? Like 5 years.
Yes.
Of Levi just existing in the back of the mind of any Sabre fan thinking, they got a star goalie on the way. If he doesn't make it to the NHL this year at some point, doesn't have to be right away, but if he doesn't fight his way into their rotation at some point during this season, I think a lot are going to start writing him off.
Yeah.
At least towards being that. Like, okay, maybe he could still be an NHL goalie, but the idea that he's going to be a top 10 guy in the league, that he's UC Saros 2.0, like, I think we would have started to see more of that by now. And there was also this contract situation, which I think most are expecting that to be pretty easy, that he'll just sign as an RFA.
There's some comps for him that are making like above $1 million.
And for him, this was the noise about him when he came out of college, was he only really wanted to sign in Buffalo. It was whispered, but it was like the worst kept secret in town, that he only really wanted to sign in Buffalo if they cleared a spot for him.
Right.
And now that contract is over. And he's an RFA that's not offer sheet eligible. So he doesn't really have much of a play. But if 3 years ago he really only wanted to come here if they cleared a spot for him, and now he has no contract, and definitively they did not clear a spot for him because he would have to really wrestle a job away from somebody. Again, like I don't know what the next step of this is though. Like he might want to find a way to get to a team that is more willing to give him a spot right away and just kind of hand it to him, but I don't know how he accomplishes that.
I think there's a part of that is, when he came in, he probably wanted to see, can I jump right in?
Well, he probably thought he could.
Exactly. Like
he was probably confident, I'm going to step right in and I will never go to the AHL.
Right. And so he thought that, rightly or wrongly, I think every guy that's playing at that level should think that about themselves. He came in and went, I need the opportunity to do that. And now what he's done is not forced them to let him in again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with what I know about him as a kid, that I've heard really, really good things about him mentally as a person, as a goaltender, both in and out of the sport. I've heard he's a really, really good guy. I think if he's smart and self-aware and has good people around him, he'll recognize, I didn't force the Sabres to give me the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a deal. I got to make him do it. And I don't think he will force his way out of this situation to get somewhere where, I mean, how many places are going to
give
him a spot in the NHL?
Might be tough to find in the first place.
It's not happening, I don't think. Yeah. Not for a guy at that. It's just, there's not those jobs available.
Right.
You find veterans to do that job like the Sabres did find Lyon. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're getting gifted that job from a team, especially not a team that's any better than the Sabres, because anybody any better than the Sabres has a good goalie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right. Like, most teams are going to have a better goalie room than the Sabres right. are right now.
And so you're not going to find a much easier path than this, regardless of how you feel about
They did. And then there's also, like, I don't know what to make of his season. Like, he was great in Rochester again in the regular season. And then in that first round playoff series, he was incredible. But then when they went and played Laval, which was the top dog team in the AHL, he got lit up.
I'm seeing a lot. Yeah.
So, like, what am I to make of that?
I don't know.
That's the last thing we saw.
It's the last thing we saw, but it's also a massive sample size of him being incredible all year in the AHL. Mm-hmm. And then that Laval team was legit. Like, that was a borderline NHL roster team. And, you know, he got beat, but it was, I don't even think it was a 7-game series. It was a 5-game series, I think, and they lost in 3. And
yeah.
Three bad games. I am not ready to write off the season he had because he struggled against Laval in April. That's
right, but it's more throwing doubt into the mix of, like, how much should I really count on this guy to someday come be my number one goalie? Because I've been treating it as such really until now, and I still kind of want to believe he's more likely to be the Buffalo Sabres' long-term number one goalie than Lukanen is.
Oh, he definitely. I 100%
but
believe that.
That doesn't also mean he's likely to. Just because he's more likely than Lukanen is doesn't mean that he's likely to be, you know, the Ryan Miller comps. Actually, we have a call about that comp right now. Bruce in Tonawanda. North Tonawanda. What's up, Bruce?
How are you today?
Morning.
I'd like to just basically put a pause on the Devon Levi thing. Let me remind the good listenership that Ryan Miller played 4 seasons in the AHL before he came up. 4.
Yep.
It takes time for goalies to figure it out. It's one of the hardest positions that there is in sports, in my opinion. Who wants to stand in front of a puck coming at you at 100 miles an hour? Not too many people that have a sane mind and body, but no, it took him 4 years to figure it out. And once he came up, he was ready. So let's, if we can, put a pause to this and let him be him and let him figure himself out. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, I guess it doesn't, but the kid mm-hmm. needs some time, in my opinion. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. The only thing about that, though, and I, in a vacuum, on a well-run team, be totally good with that. Like, right. And that is all reasonable. Miller might have only taken 3 years in the AHL if there wasn't a lockout.
Right.
But either way, it's still more than Levi's play.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
I guess they didn't necessarily do this offseason. My only problem with, well, just let him sit down there and, like, don't worry about it. It's when the Sabres have treated it as such. The Sabres have planned for goalie in the last 3 years as though he's going to be here.
Exactly.
They plan in 2022-23 where they don't trade for a goalie at the deadline, which is one of the most criminal things I think they have done with Kevin Adams as the GM. They had a playoff team that just needed a few more saves, and they didn't touch it because they were afraid of the college goalie not signing with them.
Yeah.
That year, they planned their goalie room around him arriving. The next year, they planned their goalie room around what? Him being the starter.
Right.
He started opening night, first three games of the year.
Right.
Last year.
Yeah.
Reimer, they waived him at the beginning of the year. They're lucky he was still around. That they got re-waived so they could bring him back. They planned their goalie room three straight years around him being there.
That's
now they have finally not done that.
Right. That's the point I was going to make. Like, I agree. I think he does need more time. The Sabres are the ones that need to be told that, apparently.
Well, now because I think they do. Now they did it.
Right, but it took them. They've got it reversed. Like, they should have been doing what they did this year for the last 2 years and, you know, maybe left a spot open this year. But they didn't do that. And so when they treat him in that way of he's going to be the guy, and then he's not the guy again.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this year, what's going to happen? That's where I think a lot of fans get, well, what's going on with this goalie? It's been 3 years I've been hearing about this guy. And should he still be in the AHL? Probably. But they've been saying to you, all of us, no, he's ready. He's coming.
Different.
He's going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
He's got it. And it brings me back to another part about that Lion clip that I found really interesting was at the very end, not in the clip we played, but the full answer he gave. He talked about finding – it takes a long time to find your game, and once you find what works for you, you got to hold on to it and protect it. And to me, that is what takes this time. Levi's as physically, technically talented as he'll be ever now. He needs to learn his game and what works for him. Do I slide in this position? Do I like playing in a reverse – VH on this post, what all this stuff that you got to figure out as a goaltender, it just takes reps and time, and that's what he needs. And so you got to wait for that, and if it's ready, it's ready, and if it's not, you can't force it, because the guy, once you lose a grip on that stuff that works for you saw this with Luukkonen last year, you end up guessing and you end up looking a little inefficient and not very good, and you end up not playing very well. And so you've got to try to protect against that, especially with a young goaltender.
I just found just a wrap on this. Again, this is something we bought into. We bought into the Sabres thought through their actions that Levi was different and he was special.
Yeah.
We followed suit. I put a poll up on June 8th of 2023. Would you trade Devin Levi straight up for Connor Hellebuck on a long-term extension?
Oh.
I didn't even do the only 1 year left on his deal. I'm telling you, Hellebuck will sign with you long-term. Would you trade Levi for him straight up? 8,800 votes. And 86% said no. That's where we were.
I mean,
we were hype was nuts.
And that was
holy crap.
The team.
And now,
like,
he's the fourth ranked prospect in the system.
Right. It's crazy. The team, a lot of it was the team forcing him on to people.
Right. We like listen,
in media.
We got suckered.
Yeah.
It was never likely. It was never, ever likely.
No.
To the caller's point, goalies take time.
Exactly.
It never should have been the plan. It never should have been talked about the way it was. I'm guilty of it too. And now we're at a point where I feel like we're in a more reasonable position. It's all that history makes it feel like, you know, we should be down on Levi. I feel like if the expectation was never set that high, we would still feel pretty good.
I think you'd feel great.
You'd feel good. Like, he's had a good AHL career. He had a bad series at the end. He's 23. Goalies aren't supposed to arrive even by that age, usually.
No.
Like, without the history of the team saying this kid's going to be different, elite, going to show up earlier than everybody, you would look at him and say this is a good goalie prospect that's developing around the rate that most do.
Exactly.
Some goalie chatter on July 9th for you. Alex Lyon speaking yesterday. Good comments. Good talk with the media. That comment that we just played there about how you should treat your fellow goalies in the room. All that's on demand, WGR550.com. Extendo Sports, when we come back to wrap things up here in WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.